Phase 3. The Precipice. Deepening the effect through extreme measures. The goal in this phase is to make everything deeper. The effect you have on their mind, feelings of love and attachment, tension within your victims. With your hooks deep into them, you can push them back and forth between hope and despair until they weaken and snap. Showing how far you are willing to go for your victims, doing some noble or chivalrous deed, chapter 16, prove yourself, will create a powerful jolt, spark an intensely positive reaction. Everyone has scars, repressed desires, and unfinished business from childhood. Bring these desires and wounds to the surface, make your victims feel they're getting what they never got as a child, and you will penetrate deep into their psyche, stir uncontrollable emotions. Chapter 17, Effect a Regression. Now, you can take your victims past their limits, getting them to act out their dark sides, adding a sense of danger to your seduction. Chapter 18, Stir Up the Transgressive and Taboo. You need to deepen the spell. And nothing will more confuse and enchant your victims than giving your seduction a spiritual veneer. It's not lust that motivates you, but destiny. Divine thoughts and everything elevated. Chapter 19. Use Spiritual Lures. The erotic lurks beneath the spiritual. Now your victims have been properly set up. By deliberately hurting them, instilling fears and anxieties, you will lead them to the edge of the precipice from which it will be easy to push and make them fall. Chapter 20, Mix Pleasure with Pain. They feel great tension and are yearning for relief.